Tamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Hey, Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
So what's going on in your relationship that you feel like you need War of the Roses?
I am getting the sense that my man is not being faithful.
And what gives you that feeling? Has he done anything? Is he acting strange?
Yeah, a little bit. We've been together for 5 years, so this is a long time. He has two cell phones, which is a big giveaway, I feel like. I don't know why that's necessary. He says it's like a work thing, but he's been at the same place for years. He's never had an extra phone, so that's a little weird. When I try to text him, I don't hear back right away. Like, we haven't really been intimate in a while, like over a month. I just kind of feel like he's going somewhere else to get that.
Why no ring?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think he's just like, he's not super into the institution of marriage, which is okay. I mean, we've talked about it.
Yeah, doing the Oprah Steadman thing.
Yeah. If he doesn't want to get married, I would at least want to know that he still wants to be with me, you know?
All right, Tina wants to find out if her boyfriend Nick is cheating. He's got two cell phones, which I think is shade.
Mm-hmm. That is a little shady.
Unless one's a clear company phone, but this day and age, you really don't need two phones.
Yeah, you can bundle them together.
No.
And he goes ghost every once in a while. All right, so we'll call Nick. Don't say anything till Loren offers the roses, and then definitely don't say anything until we find out exactly what's on the note, okay?
Okay.
Nick.
Hi, Nick. Just the guy I was looking for. My name's Lisa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. You are the winner of our monthly Text to Win contest. Congratulations.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. That's cool, I guess.
Well, I have a beautiful dozen of romantic red roses here for you to send to someone that you love in your life. It'll just take a moment, and I just need a name and whoever you'd like to send them to.
Okay, so this will just be a quick thing, I guess?
Yep, I don't need a credit card from you, just a name, what you want on the card, and an address.
Oh, okay, this is actually legit. I thought this was just a prank call or something.
No, not a prank.
Okay, all right, well, in that case, why don't you send them to Stephanie, and if you can put on the note, baby be mine, that would be great.
You said baby be mine?
Yeah.
Who is Stephanie?
What? Hello? What?
Baby be mine? What is this? Nick?
Is that Tina?
Nick, that's your girlfriend, Tina. It's Meanie, Roy, and Loren.
My voice.
Oh, this is... What is this? What is this? What is happening?
It's technically called War of the Roses. Yeah. That's what this is.
Who is
this?
I don't understand what's happening.
Is this somebody that you've been seeing? Is this somebody that you've been seeing behind my back? Is this why you have the second phone? Like, what is going on?
Nick, Tina thought you were cheating on her, which you sent the note to Stephanie, so this doesn't look great for you.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
Are you okay? What was that?
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
I mean, obviously, no, I'm not okay. I really don't even know what's happening.
That sound that he just made, that's what he does when he knows that he's in trouble. And that's what he does when he knows he did something wrong. Gosh, Nick.
This is okay. What did I do wrong? Huh? Exactly?
You sent the romantic package to Stephanie and not your girlfriend of 5 years, Tina. And the note said, "Baby, be mine." So let's just fess up. Why don't you just come clean? It's 5 years, dude, and you probably
save everyone a lot of time if you just be honest.
A lot of time and
a
lot of growling.
Okay.
Animal.
All right, fine then. I've been seeing Stephanie. That's that what everybody wants to hear here? Huh?
How long have you been seeing Stephanie?
Is he kidding?
Is that a
Are you there?
Ogre?
It's been about 5 months, I guess, maybe.
Seriously? Nick, what is wrong with you? We live together. What is wrong with me? Oh, my God.
You know what? It's not It has nothing. You know, it's not me. What about you, huh? You're out here you're ambushing me, huh? You don't. I mean, yeah,
don't try to turn the tables around. There's no need for that.
Nick, has there been others? I mean, Tina told us that you've had two cell phones for a while.
You're just putting everything out there now, huh? Are you going through my bags and stuff when I'm not around? What is this?
No, I mean, you told me it was a work phone, which I knew was crap. I knew that was crap.
I can't take personal and work calls on a work phone.
Nick, this all doesn't matter. You had just admitted that you were cheating with Stephanie for 5 months. Why are we having this conversation about two cell phones? Growl on that.
Okay, well, there you go.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Listen, as interesting and entertaining as you are, Tina, is he being dead serious with that growl? I mean, he really does that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is like a thing.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I used to think it was cute, but now I just... Yeah, it's kind of one of those things I'm growing to hate, especially right now.
So now it's over.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, Tina.
I just want to know so I can get on with my life. It's just ridiculous. I
mean, this War of the Roses will forever be known as the Growler.
Yeah, I know. Like, maybe you'll find someone else that will growl.
All right.
Oh, you kind of do it a little bit, too.
She probably got it from him.
No, I need to watch that. Then I don't want to sound like him.
Okay, all right. Well, Tina, thanks for reaching out for War of the Roses and letting us play this on the radio. We apologize that it ended this way, but let us know if you ever need anything, okay?
Okay.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. Still to come.
The Growler.
The Growler.
How weird, man. There's a debate, though, that we need to seal up once and for all. Let's just break it down, you guys. We want to hear from both Carolinas. What's your thought on two cell phones? Shady or legit? And if you're saying shady, we need to know why it's shady. We know why you're going to say legit. I got one for work. Get it. But have you ever busted someone with two cell phones and found out that indeed there's shady activity?
704-570-9595. Also, get ready. Your chance at free money, commercial-free cash, comes your way in 3 minutes.
Missed anything from today's show? Listen to the MRL Morning Show On Demand podcast using the KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.